Boulevard. That is the bypass at Yackle. And the place is called Adams Motorsports, home to our buddy, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. And what they would like you to know about this month is the Kawasaki Ninja family of sport, super sport, and hyper sport motorcycles offer the type of exhilaration that can only be delivered by legendary performance. From exciting daily commutes to mind-bending top speed suitable only for the track, there's a Ninja sport bike for every type of rider. Kawasaki Ninja motorcycles, exhilaration is everything. If you don't know how to ride a motorcycle, Terry for years has co-sponsored the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program locally, and you can learn to ride in a weekend. If you'd like to know more, stop by Adams Motorsports to see Terry or Lynn and ask about that. And it's important to know, too, that whatever you buy there, whether it's a youth ATV, a jet ski, because the warm weather is going to be here soon, whatever you buy there can be serviced there, and their service department is rated one of the best in the country. And that's important, too. It's a real partnership. Adams Motorsports, again, at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle, and we're open right now. AdamsMotorsports.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Lots happening on the roads at 8.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we have a new accident, I-85 southbound. This is going to be right at the Perry Hill Road overpass. We have three vehicles involved. The left lane is closed, and we're squeezed down to about two lanes, plus the oncoming traffic for 85 southbound from Perry Hill. That's causing a backup now all the way to East Boulevard. We've already got slow traffic because of the rain all the way up to the interchange. And a lot of slow traffic, 85 northbound out of the interchange as well. Very busy on the boulevards. Up in Wetumpka, Highway 111 at Lower Crenshaw Road. We had a minor accident there earlier. We're still seeing a very big backup of traffic for folks coming out of Slapout in Hopeville. Be safe out there this morning. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Scholarships are available. Call Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Darling, I'm leaving my job at the chemical factory.
Why?
It's a toxic environment.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, it's our purpose in life. At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
A taxpayer watchdog group has analyzed President Biden's budget plan. The Americans for Tax Reform reports the Biden proposal includes close to $4.7 trillion in new taxes on businesses and individuals. The February jobs report due out any time now, and a strengthening economy and new hires, not necessarily welcome news, as it might convince the Fed to hike interest rates even higher than expected for longer than anticipated. A man opened fire at a Jehovah's Witnesses hall in the German city of Hamburg, killing seven people, including an unborn baby, before turning the gun on himself. German prosecutors say the attacker was a former member of that religious group. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 118 points. NASDAQ futures, 8 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility. And you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Movies. What's triangle of sadness? Nobody went to see the Fablemans, fell asleep during Elvis. No one saw Banshees in a Sheeran. No one saw women talking. Didn't go to the movies. Who are the nominees?
There is a great deal of anonymity among the Best Picture nominees, and I would not be surprised, and I'm not making a prediction necessarily, but I would not be surprised to see Tom Cruise's Maverick get Best Picture.
I think that's going to get Best Picture. I think that the guy that played Elvis may get Best Actor, perhaps, maybe.
It as Steven Spielberg himself said, and he's got a movie.
Save
the Movie Business. Yeah. And it's everything that a great theater experience should be. And
I was skeptical before I sat down on the chair to start watching the movie. I was going to say, what storyline can they possibly come up with? But they came up with a good one.
They did. And it wasn't preachy. There was no underlying message. There was no lecture in it. But the one thing that a lot of people who saw it and called us to talk about it said they liked was patriotism. Wow. How old-fashioned is that?
Yeah.
Take a moment. Think about some famous actors, because we're going to ask you to name. I have a list of 10 who have never been nominated for an Oscar. You can name one of the 10. You can win a Seafood Bistro gift card. Right now, though,
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
I just posted the updated radar on Facebook and Twitter. And, well, of course, if you got our weather app, you can look at radar and future radar anytime you want. But it's really, really coming down, beating, I mean, it's, especially affecting traffic on I-65, I-85 right now. It's stretched right across central Alabama. And you remember yesterday morning at this time we were saying it was going to be pretty heavy at this hour of the morning, and that's the way it's turned out. So risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly first half of the day today. I think this afternoon will be less of a chance. Mostly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to around 70. And then clearing colder tonight, overnight low 42. Nice break in between storm systems tomorrow with lots of sunshine. Cool, but not bad. Upper 60s tomorrow. Showers and storms returning. A level 2 severe weather risk on Sunday with a high temperature up to about 77. The two main risks on Sunday would be damaging wind gusts and maybe some large hail. The tornado threat on Sunday is low, but as we always tell you, not zero. Don't forget we spring forward this weekend. Much cooler early next week. Highs only in the 50s on Tuesday. That's certainly a possibility. Near 34 by Wednesday morning. So, you know, maybe close to the last freeze of the season. Right now this morning, we have, let us check the current temperature. We're at 65 now here at 812.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
A lot of stuff to do this weekend.
What are you doing this Sunday?
I spring backwards.
No, you spring forward.
Spring forward, fall back.
Happy Daylight Savings Time. Saving.
Plus, Hollywood's biggest night.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
The 95th Oscars. A 3-hour celebration.
3 hours. Right.
Lights, camera, action.
It's showtime.
I just realized on Monday at this time, the show will be over. Be on our way home.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
By the way, you mentioned there's an airport weather warning. We have audio on that.
The s*** is going to hit the fan.
I'm sorry. Airplane weather warning, not airport weather warning. Yeah. My air roar. At 13 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right. It's a conundrum. I have a list of 10 well-known actors who have done some pretty good work, but none of them has ever been nominated for an Oscar. Kind of surprised at some of the names. If you can name one at 272-9228, you'll win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Kevin, you can get first crack at this one.
Hey, guys. I'm going to say Gary Busey.
Gary Busey did not make this list. He may have actually been nominated for something.
Oh, okay. Hey, can I say one more thing real quick?
Sure.
You know, like Hollywood, all the talk is on Hollywood now. They can't come up with anything new. Even the top thing with Maverick, yeah, or whatever, you know, it's still part two. But they're not coming up with anything new. Have y'all seen the new Wendy's commercial?
Is that the one with
Wendy's, the burger joint, the fast food place?
With Reggie Miller, is that the one?
Yes, and he says squares the beef.
Yeah,
square.
I did see that yesterday.
They can't even, fast food places can't even come up with their own logo?
Right.
That's pretty pathetic.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, I remember.
Yep. Anyway, thank you. Bye.
All right. Square's the beef, a little tribute to Claire Peller. 272-9228. The Wendy's, the people that they have cast in the Wendy's commercials are beyond annoying. The pretend Wendy's workers are beyond annoying. Yet, if you look at them, you'll realize that they weren't picked for talent. They were picked to create a composite picture. Is gray hair eligible?
No, he won yesterday.
Oh. Well, then what can we do for you this morning?
I just got a weather report for you. I'm out here on 9 and it's pouring down rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came through Central and there's a car backed up at the Dollar General.
Okay.
Okay. That's it. Oh, Lucille Ball and Red Skelton. They've never won anything.
Well, this is about even being nominated, There's a lot of nominated people that have never won.
Oh, you've got to be nominated.
These actors
were never even nominated, didn't let alone win.
And all of them have multiple hits behind their names. So.
Oh, yeah. They did a lot of movies.
In fact, one of the names on the list is in a movie that was made right here. So, once again.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Name me one of these actors.
You going to go for the top 10 or top 5?
10.
All right. Okay.
Based on the early response.
Okay.
I think a lot of people may have trouble calling in because they're stuck in some heavy traffic and stuff. Yeah. So, we don't want anybody to wreck, but $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. If you can name any one of these 10 actors, all of whom were in multiple hits, including movies that were nominated, but they themselves have never been nominated, much less received an Oscar. 272-9228 is our number, 272-9228. Speaking of commercials, when I think of Rich, I can hear him saying, I like Montgomery Peyton Body so much, I bought the company.
You're talking about Donnie now.
We've been there, both of us, a few times with various issues. And to consider taking your car anywhere else would be doing yourself and your vehicle a disservice, because what they do at Montgomery Paint and Body is done better there than any other place on the planet, and that is restoring the look of a car to as good as new, maybe better. Not just the damage part. Once that area, and by the way, they're your advocate with the insurance company. This needs to be replaced, repainted, repaired, the whole list. Once that part of the damage is fixed, then they look at the car on a bumper-to-bumper basis to say, let's do everything we can using technology, talented people, to give that car that showroom look that this customer probably hasn't seen since the day they bought it. So that's the result you can depend on. It's a result they've delivered for over four decades. Donnie and now Brandon Turner, the team at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W. And tell them Rich Thomas sent you. All right, we start with Brian on the conundrum. You got a name for me?
Good morning. I would say Tom Cruise.
Let's see. Tom Cruise, never nominated for an Oscar, is?
No, he's been nominated.
He's been nominated. I don't know that he's ever won.
There you go.
But that's the tricky part of this. These are famous actors who have made hit movies, have never been nominated, period. Ken.
Hey, I'm going to say Shakespearean actor turned hero, Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Let's see if Patrick Stewart's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Not on this list, no. No, I'm
not
sorry.
Not in the top 10. It's possible.
Well, we didn't mean to annoy you. Here is Ed. Ed, you got a name for
him? Morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Hey, good, how are you?
All right.
Good, good. How about Danny DeVito?
Yeah, I think he may have been nominated. I don't know, but is he on this list? No, I'm sorry.
No little short man DeVito?
Yeah.
Didn't make it.
But he did make it to the, which deli is he doing?
I don't even remember. Hey there, Richard, you're next. Name me an actor on this top 10 list.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Thank you, hang on.
Who?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. Is he on the list? No. He is not. I'm sure he's been nominated. I just don't remember for what. By the way, do you remember the whole contretemps when we were working with David Lamb and I said he reminded me of a famous actor?
Yeah, who was the actor?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, we finally got... It took years.
Well, we kind of forgot about it.
It's not worth the wait.
All right, I have to go to the bathroom. Why don't you come over here and finish this while I'm on the toilet?
Rich, you got to answer the phones.
All right, let's see if Scott can guess one of these actors. Scott, what you got?
What's your name? I'm going Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Is he on the top 10 list of actors never nominated? No, believe it or not. Why would anybody nominate Will Ferrell for anything?
Yeah, right.
Except
hello, for news talking this.
Taylor.
Hey, I'm going to say Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons is not on the list. 272-9228. Jack.
Yeah, Jim Carrey.
As a matter of fact, I think he is. No?
Not in the top 10. I think he was nominated for something.
Well, it says here, no. On a list.
Never nominated?
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be a name on this list. I can't go looking, you know.
I got you.
That's not the gist of the contest.
No, I understand.
But there are big names on this list. They've all had multiple hit movies, and they were people you would think had been nominated at some point, but haven't. 2729228 is the number. While we're lining up the next batch of excited callers at 2729228, let's get an update on the roads, which are a rainy mess.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We still have very heavy traffic inbound to Montgomery on I-65 southbound around the Millbrook on-ramp up to the Northern Boulevard and across the Alabama River. A good bit of traffic on I-85 southbound from Eastern Boulevard. We have an accident at Perry Hill. The accident vehicle's against the center divider. It's right where the traffic from Perry Hill Road comes down and joins 85 southbound. You're squeezed into about two lanes there. Right lane is going to be your best bet. If you're coming out of Hopeville or Slap Out this morning, heading into Wetumpka on Highway 111, we got a minor accident, Lower Crenshaw Road. That is still causing a big backup of traffic there. Please use caution. We'll keep you updated. Your good credit, no money down, gets you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, they're all at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center on the East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
All right, 822 Conundrum. Name, we have a list of 10 actors who have never been nominated for an Academy Award, even though they've all been in hit movies. Name one. East, you're next.
How about Weird Al Yankovic on UHF? Okay.
But that is kind of a funny movie. Yeah, that's a time waster if there ever was one. We should watch FM, that old 78 movie sometime.
No static at all.
Ed.
Hey, how about Patrick Swayze?
Patrick Swayze is not on the list. By the way, they're remaking Roadhouse.
That's a terrible idea.
I never understood the first one, really. It's just nothing more than action.
Yeah.
T-Spear.
Good morning.
Hi.
Humphrey Bogart.
No.
I think he was.
He didn't win until he was with What's-Her-Face in that African Queen movie.
Bogey?
Yeah.
I mean, Bogart.
But he's not on the list, no. He was nominated, I'm sure.
Did you get your package?
I did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. We are at 823, and Buddy, you're the last hope on this.
Good morning, Greg and guys. I'm saying Glenn Ford.
William what?
Glenn Ford.
Glenn Ford.
Glenn Ford. No. Oh. If I'm not mistaken, everybody on this list is still living.
All right. Have a good morning.
Glenn Ford is no longer with us. All right. Let me see if I can give some hints. There's actors who have done comedies and drama, both. One actor who recently retired. An actor who was featured in a movie made here in the River Region.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Never been nominated for an Oscar. 2729228. We'll come back after news and see if we can't get a winner. 2729228.
Alabama News Network. I'm Savannah Saab. The body of the man whose bloody car was found on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma has been recovered from the Alabama River in Wilcox County. It's between G's Bend and Miller's Ferry. Sheriff Larry Colson says a fisherman spotted the body in the river Saturday, then called authorities. The identity of the man has not been released. The man's body was sent to forensics for an autopsy. The deadline for January 12th storm victims to apply for federal disaster assistance is a week away. FEMA officials say the deadline for people people to apply is March 16th. Disaster recovery centers in Selma will shut down on the deadline. Tornado victims only have until then to get one-on-one help to apply for disaster assistance from FEMA or SBA. Former U.S. Senator Richard Shelby was honored at the state capitol yesterday. Shelby served 4 terms in the U.S. House and 8 years in the Alabama legislature. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sab.
All right, we're going to try again now as we go down a list of 10 actors, none of whom have ever received a nomination for an Oscar. Kind of surprising. Who's on it? Sassafras.
Good morning.
Hi.
My guess is Ewan McGregor.
Ah, maybe that hint I gave is Ewan McGregor on this list.
You're a winner.
All right. Yes, he is. I was very surprised because he's a good actor.
Okay.
Good pedigree. Never been nominated.
He is. He's in some of my favorite movies.
And I was a fan of Big Fish.
So
yes, it was a great movie.
Kevin Bacon on the list?
I will run down the list quickly and while Sassafras is on the line with us. Kurt Russell, Idris Elba, Keanu Reeves, man, never nominated.
He's never been nominated?
Hugh Grant.
Wow.
John Goodman. Mm-hmm. Steve Martin. We should have gotten one for the jerk, at least.
Billy Crystal's never been nominated.
Not on this list. Right. Zoe Saldana, Bruce Willis, Ewan McGregor, and Oscar Isaac.
Huh.
See, the contest was limited to this list.
That list. Steve Buscemi has never been nominated. Jeff Daniels has never been nominated. John Cusack. Kevin Bacon.
Sassafras, can you hold for a minute, please?
Will do.
And thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Otherwise, we would have had to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. She just won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Sassafras, listen carefully, because Jay is going to tell you what to expect.
Yes, hang on, because I got to get your information so that we can get you a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro. I'm telling you about the Seafood Bistro right now. You can get a lot of things for under 10 bucks there. The jalapeno, a lot of the appetizers, just straight up, you can get those for under 10. Jalapeno poppers, the calamari, Cajun cheese curds there, the corn nuggets, the fried green tomatoes, the fried pickles as well, the house salads, the Caesar, and the house and the BLT, all of those for you. Under 10 bucks if you would like to get those. There's some other stuff here that we've got that are under $10. The red beans and rice, which is a house specialty there, along with the seafood gumbo, a cup or a bowl of that, you're going to get it under 10 bucks. They've also got shrimp and grits, the seafood pasta, the seafood Monica pasta, plus the Bayou pasta that they've got on the menu as well. Tons of the side items for you, under $10 there. The salads as well, like I said. It's all available at the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, 279-7500. They open up today at 11 a.m. and this weekend, tomorrow at 11, closed on Sundays. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Use delivery apps to get them delivered. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
828.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am Jeff Bezos, captain of industry, captain of the internet, and now captain of my $500 million yacht. Oh, you don't have a yacht? So sorry. Don't be jelly. Just start the largest online retailer in the world, and you too can have a yacht, dummy. My yacht is so big, it has its own support yacht, which led to my decision that the only measure of success is whether or not your yacht has a yacht. Looks like I've arrived, people. And now, I'll be arriving in my $500 million yacht. Oh, did I mention I have a yacht? No, I know. Hey, Bezos, you keep talking about your yacht, but there are people out there who can barely stay afloat in this economy. To which I say, they might be interested in these life preservers on sale at Amazon.com. Buy a whole bunch so I can get my support yacht its own yacht.
Wow. When your yacht has its own yacht, that is big time. Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
All right, and the announcement is all about jobs and money today as Grant McDonald from Vista Advisors joins us to talk about the numbers that came out today. And the market doesn't seem to be too impressed because at opening it is down a little bit in the red. The Dow is. What do you expect today? What do these numbers tell us?
This is a very, very nasty market. Yesterday, the bank stocks got absolutely smashed. There's a lot of fear out there in terms of contagion in the banking sector. This isn't really the show for going into too big of a deep a dive on that. We can talk about it later this afternoon. But let's get to jobs. So the jobs numbers were actually pretty much ho-hum. Actual job creation was around 311,000. That was much better than the estimate. The estimates were for 225,000. So a really hot jobs number. The thing we focus in on, though, a couple of interesting things, Greg. First of all, labor participation finally had a really nice jump, which we kind of need. That is actually helping the unemployment rate to tick up. So you're going to see a lot of reporting on this, where unemployment went from 3.4 to 3.6%. That's clearly a result of more people coming into the labor force. That is a result of people needing more money. We're seeing people work two jobs, et cetera, dealing with this inflationary environment that we've been in. Surprisingly, though, average hourly earnings, which is reflective of wages, a little bit less than expected. Wages growing at 4.6% in this report this morning, slightly below the estimate. And so the jury is a little out on this. Again, we take these snapshots of month-by-month reports, and we try to build a trend. I think we're beginning to see the very, very early stages of a job market that's going to start to become weaker and weaker as we go through the months ahead. Clearly, with the data we've been reporting on, the economy is weakening. The bond market says it on and on and on. I'm going to plan on calling in this afternoon if we have time, around the 4:05 time.
That's fine.
Just too much volatility not to call in. So we'll see how the day unfolds. I expect it to remain quite volatile today and in the coming weeks.
All right. We appreciate the analysis on those numbers. I noticed one last question. You said that what was the earning increase, the wage increase?
The wages were up 4.6%.
That is below inflation, though, isn't it?
That's correct.
Okay. That's what I wanted to clarify. Right. I appreciate it, Brent. We'll talk to you this afternoon on Happy Hour.
Look forward to it, guys. Y'all have a great day.
And there's the guy in these times, if you heard him yesterday afternoon, please pay attention. That way nothing will surprise you. That was brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. I just went to their Facebook page. In fact, I think I'll share this because there's some really cool videos on all the different services. Yes, they're all about concrete and the amazing things they can do. In fact, there you go. There's the home of the future. All concrete, resist green construction, by the way, resistant to 200-mile-an-hour winds plus, fire-resistant, drive-by-shooting-resistant. The concrete home, is that in your future? Penny Earn Concrete Technologies can show you that on their Facebook page. But they've just posted some videos on other services they offer, like land clearing. You know, if we decide to fill in the pool, that's one of the services they do, because they also demolish and recycle concrete, which is basically what's in the pool once they start tearing it apart. They do concrete recycling and steel and finer reinforced concrete. All of these are very brief videos, but they speak to the excellence of the work they do at Penny Earn. And the man who founded the company, Tom Latham, just an absolute stickler of perfectionist. Absolutely. If you're going to invest in concrete, you should get a result that lasts and looks fantastic. Reach out for a free estimate at 284-9292, 284-9292, or look up Penny Earned Concrete Technologies on Facebook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
That big band of really heavy rain that was right over us, kind of in a band, well, almost a line, has now gone south of I-85. So we're even seeing a little bit of sunshine here at this location. There's still some rain out there, but the day will improve. If this is this main rain threat will be first half of the day today. I think we'll be mostly cloudy this afternoon. Can't rule out a few sun breaks. Highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Clear, colder tonight, low 42. Nice break between storm systems tomorrow. Enjoy it, because I think there'll be a lot of sunshine. We'll be in the upper 60s. Don't forget to set the clocks forward on Saturday night. That means we have 1 hour less of the weekend this year. Or at least this weekend. Showers and storms returning on Sunday. Could be severe. Level 2 severe weather threat. And with damaging winds and large hail, the main threat. High 77. Much cooler early next week. And I mean, it'll seem more like winter. With highs only in the 50s Tuesday and down to 34 by Wednesday morning. Right now, cloudy and 66, 838.
I'm a little bit nervous because Tuesday is that cold day. And that's the day I got to go to that very cold place. Yeah. For that little procedure I have to undergo.
Well, you'll be inside, you know.
I can just hear my flesh contracting and all that.
Did you say you're going to try to ride the bike early?
On that day?
No, or is this procedure early?
The procedure, I'm supposed to be there at 8 and you're supposed to be done by noon or 1.
Oh, okay, so maybe no bike that day.
You had it, so you were out.
I was out all day.
How'd you feel?
With your hands?
Which I expect. See what he did? Because I asked, how did you feel? And you said, Rich said, with your hands.
So the first time I went in and had the heart cath done with my first stents, that was right after my heart attack. So they kept me there for a little while later. I was in the hospital for a few days. When I went back, I was only in the hospital for a day. It was an early morning procedure, like pre 7 a.m.
Wow.
They took me back. They put a lot of drugs in me. I stayed awake through the entire process, so they kept putting stuff in me. When it got done, I was back in the room, or I say back in the room, but I was back out of the operating room or whatever to recoup probably at like 10 or 11, I think. Wendy probably knows better because it's a kind of fuzzy. But at that point, once I got back, the drugs took over, and I crashed. Fell asleep, not crashed, which you normally do in a hospital.
Right, no.
I fell asleep. I didn't wake up. We didn't leave the hospital until about 6 o'clock that night. Mm. I mean, I was there all day long. But that was because of what they had to give me to put me out. So, plus, I was having stents. You're just doing a heart cath. You're not getting anything. They're just sticking a camera up there to look at stents. You, right?
Well, they're going to send that Roto-Rooter thing in to clean out some arteries.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But they're not... none of my parts, none of them need replacement.
You may just need to plan that day for, if you do a bike ride, I'd be real careful, man.
No, probably not that day.
But you'll be daylight savings time, it'll be day.
It's not about the time. It's more about the drugs you'll be on and how you'll be feeling afterwards. You overwork yourself, it's going to be bad.
I look like Joe Biden. Remember that? Remember that?
Falling off the bike.
It's a bike. I'd rather you walk than do a bike, just because you'll fall. You could fall on that, but it depends.
No, the only bike going today, I have to do a little over 6 miles, so I can do 100 miles in 16 days. That's pretty great.
So, you know your body well enough, you'll know if you're good enough to do it. So,
hey, not only do I know my body, but I can give references.
And you know my body. What's that? Kids' bop song.
Yeah. Inappropriate kids' bop songs.
Sometimes I can be such a...
Rectum.
I didn't ask you to fill in the blank. All right, we're going to check traffic, and then we're coming back with our Morning Maroon updates. And then the grand prize draw.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, some good news for those of you coming in on I-85 southbound. The accident at Perry Hill is off the road now against the center divider. Still some folks on the scene there, but all lanes are open and traffic's moving a lot better by that location. We are still very busy on Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson inbound to Montgomery, and they are wrapping up an accident on Highway 111 at Lower Crenshaw Road. If you're coming out of Slapout headed into Wetumpka, well, there might be a minor delay there. Hopefully they've got that out of the way. Be safe out there this morning. Keep it here for updates. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Stop by Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The Oscars are Sunday night. Stars you don't know in clothes you'll never wear. Movies you haven't seen in a show way too long. A wedding venue owner in Florida pointed a gun at a newlywed couple during their reception after they got into a fight over the music. Don't judge. If you had to listen to Ed Sheeran every weekend, you'd go nuts too. Mississippi passed a law restricting electric car dealerships. After all, you can't have electric cars when you don't have electricity. Chuck Norris turns 83 today. His hairpiece, 43. And today is John Hamm's birthday. If you want to get him a gift, you can't go wrong with a Ladies, My Eyes Are Up Here t-shirt. This is not headline news.
God, I have to say that all the time. I am so full of crap. All right, it is 8:43. I just received a Facebook message from somebody asking for the phone number for Turf Stalkers, and I am happy to provide it to you and to everybody. It's 558-1611. And yes, that is the company you heard about, the young man weaned on News Talk, grew up, joined the Air Force, and then met with Brant McDonald and others to learn how to run a business. And when he honorably left the Air Force 6 years later, named the company after the jet they worked on, the Night Stalker. And he does everything the way somebody who was well-trained in the military would, completely and precisely. And they charge a fair rate, too, 558-1611. All right, at 844, let's get, we could go all day with this next thing.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Oh, there's Mitch. I'm sorry, I'm having a sympathy shortage this week for him and others.
But a lot of people stumbling today, this week.
Well, yes, happened quite frequently. Guess what state we're starting in?
Florida.
You are absolutely correct, Mrs. Hollis. That's how Sonny would have said it. Guy was having a big night out at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida. That's the place with the building shaped like a guitar.
Yeah.
I was there on opening day, did my show from that place. He brought not one but two ladies back to his house. It's not clear how long they were there, but at some point, they had teamed up to rob him. They got away with a gun, sneaker, watches, other valuables worth thousands of dollars, and an undisclosed pile of cash. It's kind of known around the casinos and those places in Florida, never meet two women at the same time, no matter what your rancid imagination may be conjuring up, because that's very common. In the 80s, it was like almost out of control.
Sure, while one is distracting you.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, yeah. All right, so... Anyway, they have plenty of surveillance tape, but they have not been able to identify or find the two women, but they haven't been at the casino. All right, and then we have Elizabeth Webster and Alex Burkle. They set out from Maui on a snorkeling trip during their honeymoon, and they were probably expecting a bit of an adventure, but what they weren't expecting was to be left behind at sea. The California couple says, Sail Maui, a touring company, they're suing them for $5 million. What happened was the boat planned to stay anchored for an hour while guests snorkeled. So they started swimming back to the boat in the allotted time, but the water was too choppy for them to make good progress. It can be really rough water, even for people that are experienced in the ocean. So the boat took off without him, without even bothering to check to see if they were alive or dead.
Oh, my God. You're
so
kidding.
I hope they win that one. And then finally, Home Invasion 101 for Dummies says that when you break into a place and it's dark, just don't fire randomly. Harris County Sheriffs in Texas said that after 11 o'clock this past Thursday, multiple suspects dressed in body armor kicked in a door in Katy, Texas, just outside of Houston. Once they made it in the home for unknown reasons, they began shooting immediately. And the only people they hit were each other. So, needless to say, 911 had to be called. Police didn't have to look too hard to find and round up all the suspects. Miraculously, no one died. But that is not the way to do it in the dark. So, three pretty good ones there. I really feel for the couple left behind. On their honeymoon, nobody.
Surf Maui sails away. I mean, where's the boat? Oh, we sailed away.
Yeah. We told you it'd be here in an hour.
I mean, they're stranded. No, that's not cool.
Yeah, I think they are.
That's not cool.
Deserving, and I think that couple should get the $5 million they're suing for.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Wow.
And let that be a warning to others who do those snorkeling things. I love snorkeling.
Uh-huh.
But it's a lot more fun when you do it on your own. Like, if you ever get down, you've always wanted to go to the Keys. Just before you get to Key West, there's a place called Little Palm Island. And I know you can afford it. It is really nice. It's got every activity. It's so beautiful. The only thing, you know what they don't have? TVs. It's kind of a honeymoon place, but...
What do you mean? The actual venue doesn't have any TVs?
Only in the restaurant area.
Huh.
Yeah, but not the
restaurant.
It's kind of cool, because I guess they expect you to go down there and... have a lot of fun. Oh, our grand prize drawing is coming up. Make Jack Ingram your choice for the next vehicle. And boy, do they have some awesome selections. 454, they've just restocked new inventory. It's a place, though, where you can make your Lexus dream come true, your Mercedes dream come true, for well under $300. Every single car there that has the Jack Ingram name on the back has earned it. Oh, even there's a 2015 Infiniti Q60 base there as well. That's new to the inventory. So you enjoy the best name brands on the planet. 2012 Mercedes-Benz with only 42,000 miles on it. The car's Bluetooth and every other bell and whistle you could possibly want. It looks like it just came off the assembly line. That is a great price. In fact, with 32 lending partners, they will get you done. So don't say never. $289 a month with the online deal on that. And hey, there's a 2017 Nissan Rogue, also new. I owned a 2017 Nissan Rogue. I loved it. And I traded it for a 2019 right here, Jack Ingram. Eight-time customer here. They will take great care of you. They sell cars that are reliable. We've never had an issue with any of the eight that we have purchased. All those great brands in one location on the Boulevard. See Tip Tames and his team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars or online at jackingram.com. Grand prize drawing coming up next.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're looking really good all over the area right now, despite the rain and the nastiness this morning. We've got a very busy Northeastern Boulevard. I-85 southbound at Perry Hill, they've cleared that accident. Might be some folks still on the scene on the left side of the road near the center divider. All lanes are open there. And we're showing good traffic flow now on Highway 111 coming out of Slap Out into Wetumpka. Had an accident earlier, lower Crenshaw Drive. We believe that one's out of the way. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems anywhere around the area at the moment. Just an ugly morning to be out on the roads. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Houdan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Gray's Tire and Auto is celebrating their 25th anniversary in March, and it's time for excitement.
All tires sold at cost, plus mountain balance for 1 week only, March 11th through the 18th.
But there's more. The madness continues. Buy a set of tires March 11th through 18th, and your alignment is only $25. Tires at cost and throwback pricing on alignment, all to celebrate 25 years in business.
Visit GraysTireCenter.com.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now.
get to give away some pretty cool stuff here on our Grandpa's Drawing. And thank the people who took the time to participate in our show this past week. Now, Jay, how many people are we going to have in this drawing?
We came so close, but 49.
49.
We almost hit the big 50.
By the way, that's not the total number of callers.
Too.
Yeah, me too. Let me know what it's like when you get there, okay? We are so full of... So anyway, up first, we have a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. $25 to run around Tucker Pecan. And...
Oh, I wish I was 18.
Oh, that's the number.
That's the number.
Oh, 18's the number.
18, that is Dennis P.
Dennis P.
You're a winner.
Call us back, Dennis, when you get your information.
That's $25. You look, following the temptation, the aromas, everything, it's an experience at Tucker Pecan. I mean, who couldn't go to Tucker Pecan and spend $25? I got news for you. When they're at the fair, and they've had their stand there at that one entrance for years now, I go there and I look, and I can't make up my mind.
I know.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
Give me one of everything.
He's in a great location, because
sure
to
is.
Get to anywhere, you got to go by that.
Now we have the works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Rich, give us a chip.
46.
That's another P. Dennis P. Or, I'm sorry, not Dennis P. Buddy P.
Buddy P.
You're a winner.
Way to go. Well, it's not a culinary masterpiece, Buddy P., but it is a full service on your vehicle that you can redeem at any of Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire's three locations. Serving Prattville and Millbrook from high atop Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of one. And by the way, even though you want it for free, they still give you the same great customer service. Yep. So if you need a ride or whatever to accommodate your works, full tune-up, oil change, tire rotation, and more, just ask. And look up Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. And a $180 value Clark's Club membership, too.
Number 28.
Well, the chain was broken there. It's Jimmy B.
Jimmy
as
B.
As in boy. B as in boy. Not P this time, but Jimmy B.
Jimmy B.
You're a winner.
Way to go. You are the newest member of Clark's Club. And what does that mean? Well, yesterday I looked at my voicemail during the show and I saw a message from Melanie, who is the wonderful person that you will talk to at Clark's. And she was getting ready to schedule us for our warm weather tune-up. And we've already had a bunch of 80-degree days recently. The really hot weather is right around the corner. So be ready for it with a system that runs efficiently. And that's what a Clark's Club membership will guarantee. That, a discount on parts and labor should any repair be necessary. And don't forget, too, that they have, like, the most amazing and talented plumbers that you will ever work with. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some truly cool people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. I was just testing that hotkey.
had this been an actual emergency.
Yeah. This afternoon, we're going to have some David Blackman and some Brandt at 4 o'clock.
Oh, David's going to be with you this afternoon. Okay.
Well, we're hoping to get David to join us, but we are at least going to go through some of the content in his blog today because it's just getting crazy in these hearings. Some of the behavior is just beyond my comprehension. I never thought we'd see people who claim to be representative government in the Senate and the House be as obnoxious and dumb as they can be. So we have those two things. Plus, it's all Request Friday, so if you have bits or things from the past that you really enjoy, you will be invited to call in, and we will be happy to play those for you. We have Alabama Unfiltered coming up next. And don't forget, at noon.
Joey.
And then I will see you right after.